I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, Carl Morrell is the father of the top-ranked player in the city of Memphis in 2020, Matt Morrell, and he joins us now. Carl, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Man, everything is good here on our end. Appreciate your time, as always.
Yes, thank you.
Lots to get to. We're both huge fans of your son, but before we get to that, what was Friday night like and winning district over East High School and those guys?
Oh man, it was huge, man. We have been fighting with East for the next game before that. We felt one slip out, and we just was looking for a chance to play those guys again. And Matthew was really hyped about it. And man, I was just happy that we came out with a victory. Coach coached an outstanding game. Guys played, followed the game plan. There it is. We won it.
We had the pleasure of talking with Coach Phillips yesterday, and he had talked about sort of that mountain, and I think it was, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said it was 13 straight times not being able to defeat Easton, just needed to finish. He said, you know, recently you've been beating him up in quarters and all that. You talked about Matthew getting hyped for those games. How hyped does he get? Is he at home talking about it, Dad? Is he, you know, for a big game like that, how up does Matthew Morrell get?
No, he might just say something like, I'm ready. I'm ready to play, Dad. And I asked him, I said, you ready? He said, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to play. And normally when he said that, he's ready, you know, because he broke his wrist the game playing mm-hmm. East. So, you know, he's always looking for a chance to play them. Big rivalry for them.
How tough was that, him missing that year with that wrist broken? Was it tough for him sitting out?
Yeah, it was tough for him because they ended up going to the state that year, and mm-hmm. he had to set all that out. So, he's fun. To get back, enjoy it, to really enjoy it. You know, it's got to be better enjoying the playing than sitting on the side looking at the other guys play.
100%.
We are, of course, talking to Carl Morrell. He is the father of top 2020 ranked Memphis player, Matthew Morrell. All right, let's get to him. What is his recruitment situation looking like at the moment? Who are his main schools involved right now?
Tennessee, Ole Miss, Iowa State, North Carolina. Now Tulane is getting in. They'll be here today to look at it. Auburn is coming in hard. Memphis, Missouri is on a whole lot of interest. And they've been at like three or four games. You know, they was here for PlayStation game. Those are really hard.
When did Memphis come into the picture? Obviously, there was a coaching change last year. So when Penny started recruiting Matthew Morrell, was that the first time you'd really heard from Memphis, or had they been recruiting?
No, actually Tubby was showing interest in Matthew before Penny took over the job. Penny just took it to the next level. He came in and instantly offered Matthew a scholarship to come to the University of Memphis.
Now, Coach Phillips told us yesterday, Dad, that the feedback he's getting from other college coaches he talks to is that's going to be real hard getting your son out of Memphis. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get him out of Memphis. But we let him we let him do his own thing. We're there to support him, you know, to pray with him, to walk through the process with him. But eventually, it's going to be Matthew who makes the decision where he plays basketball at the next level.
Now, times have changed a lot, Dad. Is Matthew a kid that grew up watching Tigers? You guys are a Tiger family. Or is he a kid that grew up rooting for somebody else?
Well, you know, the Tigers was losing a lot when Matthew was coming.
Yep, that's what I remember.
When Matthew was coming up, so he just wasn't looking at them upset, you know. He was probably like any other kid looking at the Kentuckys and looking at the Oaks, and, you know, they were winning, you know.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What has the, because now that he is a junior, obviously his recruitment is going to ramp up, especially with his development. So what's the experience been like for you as a father, just seeing all these coaches calling, all these offers? Is it overwhelming? I'm always curious to hear, you know, how parents view this process. Have you enjoyed it? Like, where are you on the recruitment process?
Well, we don't really let it get out of control. We don't let coaches call Matthew late at night, you know, early in the morning, and it's been okay. They haven't just rolled us over to where we just bombarded with calls. We got certain ones that calls more. Some call Matthew more. Some call me more. His mom gets called, so we all are getting called.
See, a point guard or shooting guard at the next level, Dad. For Roger, for the first time, I said a lot of these schools are looking at him as a point guard. I know he's a playmaker. Is there one position for him at the college level, or is he a little bit of both?
Well, he may be a little bit of both, but he's got real good passing skills, so I would say a point guard, too, on the next level.
Have you guys had a chance to, obviously I know the AAU season is about to crank up. Have you guys had a chance to sit down and talk about, you know, any places you might like to get to in terms of maybe unofficials in the spring, or have you set anything up by chance?
Yeah, we kind of letting him pick it. I know we want to visit Memphis, we want to visit Tennessee, we want to visit some of those places, really recruiting him kind of hard just to see what he might want to land at.
There was a time where it felt like every good high school player in the city was going to play for Penny Hardaway at East. Why did you guys stay at Whitehaven, and why, you know, the relationship with Faraji, with Coach Phillips, I know it goes back a long way. How big has he been in your son's development, and just talk about staying there? I know a lot of folks, East was getting them all for a minute, Dad.
Yeah, they were. Coach Phillips, he's family. You know, after you just spent, you know, you talk about Matthew, second, third grade, all the way up, Coach Phillips is family. We travel together, we've ate together. I've ate at his home, you know, and our kids have spent the night with each other. It's family. And plus, he's happened to be a great coach, you know.
No question. You got a good dynamic, right, with it. Remember the old approach with it that we said to him, well, AAU destroys kids, right? It's a high school coach, and that relationship. But it really feels like you guys are blessed in the sense that you got Faraji on one side with his high school team, and you got Norton Hurd on the other side with his AAU squad. You must, in terms of his development, I don't know that you could have gotten two better coaches in that sense.
No, we could. Faraji. I call him Coach Phillips, even though he's family, he's still Coach Phillips.
Sir.
Coach Phillips, he'd always tell the kids when they was young, he said, I'm getting y'all ready for middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got in middle school, he said, I'm getting y'all ready for high school. Because the change came, you know. Each year, he said, the changes came just like that. And plus, you have Matthew doing stuff. When he's not at school, he's training. He's going to Scotty Mason. He's training. You know, he's putting up his shots, you know, on Sunday evening. And he loves it.
Carl, I want to ask you just about, you know, your opinion of what's happening over there at the University of Memphis. Did you grow up in Memphis?
Yeah. So, my opinion of the University of Memphis, I grew up a Memphis kid. Memphis State, then University of Memphis. So I love Memphis State. I love University of Memphis.
So
watch the game. Watch Larry Finch in the playoffs with my mom. Watched him in the championship with my mom. So we go way back.
Yeah.
So it must be like a next level, you know, to see Penny coming back as a coach, right?
Oh, yeah. It's different, but Penny is a real nice guy. I've had a chance to talk to him, sit around, laugh. He's a really, really nice guy and a great coach.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, Carl, I'll tell you what, man, we are big fans of your son here on the Jason and John Show. He is he's a beast, and we look forward to watching him continue to develop, and much success to you and
Brother
him.
Brother Morrell, thank you.
Look forward to doing this again soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having me. I appreciate you, okay?
It's a pleasure.
Sir. He is Carl Morrell, the father of Matthew Morrell, 2020 top-ranked player in the city of Memphis. So does he want to commit now or later?
when you were going down schools at first, I was waiting to hear Memphis.
Carl just drumming it up.
No, he knew what he was
doing. He knew what he was doing.
Some dramatic
made
flair.
Made us wait, yep.
Now, I mean, this was one day after Faraji told us, like we said with Dad, that it was going to be hard to get him out of Memphis, which he admitted as that question was asked.
He loved Tigers growing up.
He grew up a Tiger, yeah. Look, see, that's the thing about today's kid right now is you didn't see Memphis.
Right.
Right, today's kid, today's prospect right now, 2019, 2020, you probably weren't on Memphis for that run 10 years ago. You were a little kid at that point, obviously. Maybe you did get in it, but you're finding, you know, for the Tyler Harris's and all that. Well, I guess we did find out that Tyler sort of did grow up wanting to be a Tiger, but they missed some of this program's best moments. And so you're stuck looking at Kentucky as you're growing up. But the safe, best thing going for Penny, that family's from Memphis. That dad came up a Tiger fan. That's always good. That always helps you.
Yeah. That was interesting. That was interesting.
The other thing I find very interesting is what position he's going to play at the next level.
Well, this could, you know, the underlying piece of this, and again, it may not matter, is that this could be a Memphis Tennessee. This could be a Rick Barnes Penny Hardaway battle. Like for real, for real. He mentioned Tennessee and Memphis are the schools off top they want to visit. Now I don't think Tennessee can get a kid like this. By the way, I think they're wasting their time. But they did mention Tennessee. Like, it was Tennessee and Memphis are the places that they want to visit. So
Tennessee's all over Whitehaven right
I'm
now.
I'm down for that.
Trying to get the 7'4 kid out of there, too.
Aren't you down for a Rick Barnes, Penny Hardaway recruiting battle for a Memphis kid?
I'm down for Rick to lose that battle. I'm not really down for a battle at all. I don't want it to be much of a battle at all, as a matter of fact, John Martin. And I think, you know, from the sound of it, and again, you're talking about it, his high school coaches had a relationship with him since he was 8. Faraji told us that yesterday. You heard Dad say Faraji's family. And again, when Phillip says, you know, the schools think it's going to be tough getting him out of Memphis, Dad comes back and says, yeah, it's going to be tough. I feel good about Penny's chances, put it that way. My thing would be, and look, if Matthew Morrell, who is super athletic, right, can look like he can dunk from a foot inside the free throw line, all that stuff,
no doubt.
6'2", you know, and again, Faraji thinking point guard at the next level, well, you've got a lot of point guards. Remember, we are also recruiting Damian Ball. You've got Tyler. You've got Lomax. And so is he a point guard if he gets to Memphis? And if Ball is there as well, and
yep.
Tyler and Alex are all there, and you know, or is he more shooting guard at Memphis? We'll see. You know, Penny likes guys that can play both. But Matthew Morrell is certainly one that you got to get when you're the head coach at Memphis.
By the way,
he's a talent.
Supreme texted me just now and said he has read some of the article. And that he's not reading the rest, and that he was misquoted. He said he did not say some of what he was quoted as saying. I don't know what exactly.
You and I think the utmost of Dan O'Neill, and who was probably using a recorder in that interview.
Yeah, you would think.
So I'd be careful, you know.
And that's just his text to me.
I get it now. You know, you got a job, dude. Keep it accurate, but. I'm sure Dana had a recorder.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Matthew Morrell. Going to be hard to get him out of Memphis.
No question about it. We'll talk about where CDR stopped reading in the maybe after the break.
Maybe. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.